Beginn der Grand Daf, Mesech Zvah, Bekam, Daf Chafal, Beginn der Beis, Gen Tesmat, Beginn der Gemara, Iker Abi Kishmol. Which, Taisa says, Rav Yisi, Lematzi, Sabi Kishmol. Really, Rav Yisi cannot hold like Shmuel, to Mechai B'Shaz Ram, because he holds that Yechai B'Shaz Ram. Mele Klem, rather, what it means to say is, Iker Rab, meaning, if it's like Rab, meaning, the Chashal Chatz and Nizik, that he considers as a victim's domain, Iker Shmuel, the Chashal B'Shaz Ram, Avagav Lab Yisi, and of course, even though Rav Yisi, there's no difference, he doesn't hold like Shmuel, but at least he holds like him, that, in other words, it would be considered as B'Shaz Ram. Whereas the Pesach Kodesh Nechafek, when Rashi actually makes better, more sense. Ikarav means to say the Chashalei Karen. Ikashmul the Chashalei Shem, which that's what he holds in the Machlekes, because according to Rav, it's Meshon, and that's what he chayv. Whereas the Shmul that you put to become to chain, it's Urche. That would be whether like Rav or like Shmul. The master holds Pirush. In other words, Rabbi Lazar, he holds the Bibus Te Acher. What does that mean? It doesn't have to be the Sada Nezik. It just means the Bibus Sada Mazik, not in the Mazik's field. Al Bishas Ram chayv, but then in Rosh Hashanah you give me chayv. Then he says, as the second look, he says, wait a second, don't ill. Now, if you have a chetz, but I'm big more said, your blood is really old, cryptarf, and what is cryptarf? And know that you can have Nezik Shalom, Karen, Mishas, and Nezik. But Karach, Mekarim, Mishas, Ram, Maisala. Dream Ken, that's the case. Shame, Rego, Pada, Mishas, Ram. That, because that's only the way you know his whole Kabbal Chaimah. And but here you're saying, Gildi Chaiv. So much you could say is you're right. The El Ma'al of Yamaskan Alcha. The Gemara there is talking about where the Gemara comes out. Lamaskan, where Reb Lezer does not really hold that you have Shem Rekam Shazram. And you're right. That wouldn't be consistent with what the Gemara is saying right now. Next is Matzah begins the Gemara the Ilfer Reb Yisha regarding these two teachings, which they says Lam Ein Yachad. They're not really the same idea because the Reb Yisha might be because that says the reason why you have Mishazram is because the Emel jumps with Dabe Karen, which is Chayv Mishazram. The Ilfer Ayrel Gabi Chaver is on top of the other's back. The Chas Hashem was considered a shame. But it's Bishas HaNizik. So, yes, both of you can be Chayiv, but they're not exactly the same exact halacha. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, HaNafli B'Tochen, but if the animal fell, you'd be exempt. Obviously, you see, we're going to Chalas B'Shiva Seiv B'Ainas. But Tim says, wait, say, Hechad, what's the case talking about? Yimikar became the Gabi Kaisel, if the vessels are close to the wall, Hechamit Rebbe Kibitza, how could it break by jumping? Would you tell me that's the Chalas B'Shia? But I mean, B'Samach, the Gemara tells us shortly, the Chikavtzi Ma'Brai Kavtzi, when the animal jumps, it jumps further away. And therefore, it wouldn't be tchilas of shia. Be menachin is far away. Hechem shabbos is filled. How to end the breaking when animal falls? The Hashem says what you can say is can you you're right. It wasn't too far. It wasn't too close. The mitzvah to be in the field, be in that it can break both when animal falls and when it jumps. Or even another project is to be clear. We're talking about a very long vessel. The nafli let's have a samach lekaisel mitzvah. If it falls, it's to the it, on the part that's close to the wall, it's going to break. Because the animal jumps, mitzvah tam ruchik, it's going to break that which is the further part. Next test must have been the Gemara, other Matanaka Bechulum, regarding a person. And the chicken, if they jump, whether top down or down up, they're going to be chayv. And then it says, I'm telling you, say, wait a second, my chiddush ba'adam chayv, what novelty is there in the halacha of animal, of a human breaking something or jumping this way, that way? Who cares? Adam is mud la'ilam. If your stomach says, what he says, the nafkamina, the ramification is the following case. If someone gave over to his friend to watch his house, and there's either a deaf mute or metal branch or a mind or sheishli. So they be careful. You should be careful for them. Those that the child that he shouldn't jump from top from bottom upwards. Be shabur kelim and break the vessels. Regarding that, you're right. The person himself, of course, is chayv. That's regarding a human which does not have dust. The one in charge of him is chayv to make sure that like a shur. By my reader, he says now from this it appears to explain. The other thing, this that we learned, Hakelim Agdi, Shadolgo, Melmata, Lamala, Paturin, that if the dog or the goat jumps from bottom up, then Paturin, they're going to be exempt. Then Legamri, that's totally exempt. Chashavain is because it's something that's beyond what a person would expect. Oh, that's what he says. So he says, that's why we have to tell you about Adam Mechav, that you can be Chav by Adam. The Eep Turin, Menezek Shalom, Mechav, Chatzinezek, because if those cases of the Gdi, and the kelim would be part only for nezik shalom v'chayim v'chatz nezik v'chayim v'chatz nezik v'chayim v'chayim v'chatz nezik v'chayim v'chatz nezik v'chayim and because it would just be something that's not expected, which is Karen, which is chatz nezik. So am I yitzchok l'shmin b'ad v'chayim? Then you're right. Then there would be the question: why would we have to tell us that by a person you can be chayim? And but now that you tell me that the potter totally well, that's a chiddush to say that by adam, you'll still be chayim, even though it's totally like an oinus. Now b'asay shabbat the masik, and therefore it makes sense what the gemara comes out and says. Who might return? So what? So then, what's this return then? But the Istigar said those have the Girsa. If that's the case, I might return. Why are they exempt? The Mikaga nichli the nichli that originally it makes sense that they're potter because the sugya that during the Gemara Kama we thought that they're totally potter, lamata, going from top down, like from bottom up, the labor chel mikvas klas, not normal for them to jump at all. Once he's saying that it's that's inverted, the ba'alma, that it's just because it's not normal for those to do that way. So my baturin, so then that's what asking, so then why they potter? And the Niritzin, the Gamalafia Maskana, also according to the Gemara's conclusion, that when it goes from bottom up, they're going to be totally exempt because the honest, because I this, because the Yemen Aksim Svarishan, why should the Gemara be backing out from its original Svar, which we explained, was that it's you're going to be totally exempt, as we showed in the Chiddush regarding Adam, that even so, he's still going to be Chayiv. Tosfos explaining that according to the Gersa that he had of Umay Paturim, that the Gemara qualifies and says, oh, that's only Paturim that's from the Chayiv Chatzin Ezek. In other words, to tell us that no, it's not because of Aynas, it is because of Mishon Negmi Chayiv Chatzin Ezek. So that clarifies, unlike what we had said originally. Now, he says, but some of the Gersa Ihachi Amay Paturim, in other words, in the beginning, the Gemara thought that it's not normal for them to jump at all. And also from the top down, there should be totally Paturim, like from the bottom up, because of Aynas. But once the Gemara explains that it's talking about that they jumped in the Mishundig way, so that's not Aynas, so then that's the question, why would it be Potter? And that's what Tosfos is saying, that even according to Maskana, that Lamaisa Mat Lamala is totally Potter because there's no reason why the Gemara should back out.